Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And always being forward thinking.
Want to be at the top of the top.
Dwayne Wade left.
Yep.
Udonis Haslem didn't. That's a big juxtaposition.
Right.
Dwayne Wade's their franchise greatest player.
Statue guy.
He's the greatest player in Miami Heat history.
Statue guy.
You could say LeBron was the best individual player, but the greatest Miami Heat player is Dwayne Wade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet Udonis Haslem was the one that didn't go anywhere.
Yep.
You know, so I don't know. Like, I look at it different than a lot of people. Very few people get to go out with the same team they came in on their own accord, unless there's some pivoting of what their individual's role is. And I think Udonis Haslem is a great example of somebody who, like, I'll take less, I'll stay here.
Yep.
I don't have to play, I'll stay here. You know?
Well, that's where I'm at. I wouldn't be surprised if conversations happen revolving around Draymond Green, because you're 24 or 23 and you're in this timeline here where you're trying to maximize everything out of Stephen Curry. And you're trying to get the best out of Stephen Curry. You're trying to build a winner around him. From a basketball sense, I'm not even talking about everything else. I'm talking about just basketball and a style of play. Do the Warriors, are they going to have conversations about that? Say, you know what? Maybe this style doesn't work in 2025, and maybe now's the time to move on. I would be shocked if it's right, because this is good. This is how you do good business. You can't. Bad business would be not discussing every player on the roster. Good business is, let's discuss every player on the roster. Let's see what impact they could have with our roster. And you know what? Do we have to make the big trade?
If you woke up and you got an alert, right? You took a nap and you just got an alert. The most shocking thing the Warriors could do would be to trade Draymond Green. Because we know the Steph one is never going to happen.
It would be a shock, like, wow, they actually did it.
For all Warrior fans.
For the all Warrior fans, they would be shocked.
What would be the most shocking?
It'd be Draymond. It'd be Draymond.
Yeah, I think so too.
Let's bring in Eddie Johnson, our main man, Eddie. Eddie Johnson joins us on the River Islands guest line. We'll see him later tonight at Chase Center. Of course, as all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Eddie Johnson, longtime Suns color commentator, just an absolute bucket when it comes to NBA basketball. The guy was a bucket. Also, SiriusXM Radio with our main man, Justin Termini. Eddie, good morning to you, man. Long time no talk. The Suns are in town. They're 73 in their last 10. But what has shocked you, because you cover the entire league, and we're talking about the trade deadline here as the Warriors are 24 and 23. And Draymond Green, obviously, is a polarizing figure, especially here in the Bay Area. Would it shock you if the Warriors decided to move off of Draymond before February 6th?
It wouldn't shock me. I would be surprised somewhat, because I know how valuable he is in regards to that offense flowing like it is. And I know bringing in, say, quote-unquote, a guy like Jimmy Butler, you know, now you're asking him to learn that offense in a short period of time. So Draymond is really the one that orchestrates that entire thing. And so it would be very difficult to really think you're going to do something this year in making a deal like that. We saw what Dennis Schroeder's at. You know, he's gotten better at it, but Dennis Schroeder was a very efficient player before he got to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And he got here and he can't shoot now. So, you know, and it's not really that he can't shoot. It's just that it's so much on his mind and what he needs to do to change it up a system, like in the middle part of a season. It's not always easy. And so, yeah, I wouldn't be very surprised if that happened, but I think that, you know, if anything, if they're going to try to do a deal, they would love to hold on to Draymond. But my other side of it, if it means giving up Kuminga, I think that's going to be a major mistake, because I think that young man is going to be a player before it's all said and done. So So the Warriors are in a conundrum, man. And what? A lot of teams are, but I think the Warriors are in a big one right now.
Warrior fans are in denial that anything's over, right? It's just, it's reality of being a fan, right? You want to cling as long and as hard as you can. What's the thing that you see from your seat that either the organization or the fans are unable to accept about the current team?
Except that it's pretty much over, in a sense. And it's not an insult to say that. You look historically at the NBA, everybody runs out. Like, you know, and either you're going to do one of two things. You're going to keep holding on or you're going to reshuffle, right? And so we've seen it. We've seen it historically. You know, you look back at the great, you know, Lakers teams, right? And they held on to the end, and they got lucky because they had Kobe, and then they got Shaq. But that's L.A., right? I mean, but you look at a Boston, who was still a tremendous city. They couldn't do that. Like, they tended to struggle for a number of years because they held on to Bird. They held on to McHale, and they didn't trade them probably when they should have, or, you know, moved on a little bit and started to reshuffle, right? And so that's what you do. And the Warriors in that situation, and I understand it. I mean, how difficult would it be to ask Steph Curry, man, can we move you and get three first-round picks and a top player and young player, and we try to rebuild, right? It's not going to happen. And so because of that, you know, Steph will finish his career here. He'll get older. He'll play here. And all of a sudden, the Warriors now going to possibly can be back to where it used to be, you know, for a number of years. And so that's the choice they have to make. I think Bob Myers was thinking about that. Maybe that helped him decide that he was going to leave because he didn't want to be the one that had to do it. And it's always a tough position to be in. And we've seen many organizations go through it.
Eddie Johnson here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Eddie, so Jimmy Butler and what he's done, I think it's been unprofessional. I like the way Pat Riley's handled it. He's been suspended another time, but teams will look after him. The Phoenix Suns has been rumored to bring in Jimmy Butler. So let's bring up Jimmy Butler for the Warriors and the Suns. Would he help the Suns more than he would help the Warriors? Would he be better with the Warriors? Would he boost them up in the standings? Or what's your thoughts on Jimmy Butler overall, Eddie?
I think Jimmy will help any team if he's, you know, if he's connected, not just as a basketball player, but in the locker room and all of that. I mean, I think that's what comes with Jimmy. We've seen that. It's not an insult to him. We've seen it. We saw it at the end in Chicago when he was there. We saw it in Minnesota. Saw it in Philadelphia. He and Brett Brown didn't get along. And now we're seeing it in Miami. So, you know what you're going to get. And then so now does his talent outweigh what you have to put up with in the different, you know, personality that he has? And so, but as a basketball player, yeah, he's a tremendous basketball player. He's going to elevate any team. I think he would elevate the Suns. He would elevate the Warriors. I personally don't think those trades are going to happen. I think the Warriors might have a better chance to get him if they want him. But, you know, I don't know if we're able to make that work. You know, Brad Beal is the one that's in the middle of that, and he has a no trade. So that's going to be very difficult. I think he's going somewhere because I think Miami's pretty tired of him. So, I mean, he's going somewhere. I think Pat Riley realizes that, okay, I'm playing hardball with this guy, but I'm hurting my team too. And I think that's the challenge, right? So people say, well, you just let the guy sit out. You know, don't let the players control it. Well, you got to think of the other, you know, 15 to 16 to 17 players, 18 players on rosters right now, right? That, you know, they got to deal with that going on between two people. And I think it's probably time for Miami to do that deal, but they're not just going to give them away.
Eddie, when I look at what the Phoenix Suns are doing right now, from afar, it looks kind of insane. Like, you've basically thrown everything into, we're going to try to win one either this year or next year, and then we're just going to fall off a cliff, and we don't really have any parachute or any draft picks or anything, you know, like, because you're going to probably use that ammunition to land someone here. How How is that being received by the organization, the fans, the media, everyone in Phoenix? Because there's a lot of Warrior fans that think that the Warriors should be doing something similar to what Phoenix is doing, meaning go all in on the now, don't worry about the future.
I think it's an all-star game every year.
Though. Right, well, that's what I would tell you. And I think, and I don't know if you all agree with this or not, but you're right. I mean, the Suns have pretty much, you know, said, look, we want to try to win this thing now. Suns have never won a championship. So, you know, I laugh sometimes when people say, oh, you know, you're messing up the future. Well, damn, the past hasn't been that good either. Like, I mean, what about the present? Like, you know, I don't know about you guys. When I woke up this morning, I was happy because I freaking woke up. Like, you know, the present is more important than the past and the future. The present, because tomorrow is not guaranteed. So if you want to run around and say, oh, the future, the future, the future, I want to see how that works out for you. Like, it to me, it's the present. And yeah, sometimes you're going to make aggressive decisions and all of that because of it. And I think that's what the Suns have done. And look, I think historically, the Suns have never had a problem getting big-time free agents. Never. So, okay, they might not have draft picks. All right, fine. But you know what? Free agents want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. Over the last number of years, Kyrie wanted to come there in the trade. KD wanted to come there. He's there. Jimmy Butler wants to come there. So the Suns are never going to have a problem getting the attention of big-time players. It's just not going to happen. And so I think that's the mentality, guys, is that they know they can rebuild by having a lot of money when KD, because KD's going to be older and gone. Brad Beal will be gone. Devin will be in the twilight of his career. They'll have a lot of money to spend. So they might not have draft picks, but they'll have a lot of money to spend. And so I think that's sort of the mentality, is to try to go ahead and see if they can make this thing work right now. And I think the Warriors are in a conundrum because, again, you know, do you reshuffle the deck? I mean, what do you think you could get for Steph Curry?
Mm.
A ton.
Yeah, but Eddie.
A boatload.
Eddie, trading the most beloved athlete in Bay Area sports history and outside of Wilt, the greatest Golden State Warrior of all time, is a non-starter for everyone here. Like, that's just okay.
Right, and I get you.
He's a cash cow.
And the business model, yeah, Eddie. That money he draws in.
Hold it.
Whew.
But is it a non-starter for him? Because I know he wants that fifth title.
Oh, yeah. I think so, Steph would be open to it.
Is it a non-starter for him?
Yeah, that's
good. So he's always going to be great here. What are you all talking about? He's always going to be beloved. If he went somewhere else, he can come back as a freaking owner. He can come back as the coach. He can come back as the president. Who knows? He's never going to go. It's just a loan. That's all it is. And that loan reaps a lot of interest. You get a lot of benefits off of it. Like, the basketball career is very short. And your organization lasts forever. So that's the choice that you're going to make. And you all remember them Golden State Warrior teams of the past, don't you? I used to come in here and say, that's 30. that's an easy 30.
Hey, Eddie, we're trying to avoid those times. We're trying to avoid those times. We don't want to go back to those times. I wouldn't even bring it up around Chris Mullin. He doesn't want to go back to those times.
In those times. Well, you're going to be in those times if you allow your major assets to get older and to have no value.
What does Zach LaVine and Nikola Vucevic help this roster right now, the Golden State Warriors, that is?
Yeah, they both would help. I think Vucevic is a hell of a player. I mean, he's a 2010 guy at a center position. He can shoot the three. He's one of the better rebounders in the league.
Mm.
Yeah, without a doubt he is.
So maybe that's the answer, Shasky. Maybe that's the answer, going to get Vuk and LaVine. Maybe that's the answer. Eddie, you golfing out here in the Bay this weekend?
No, I wish.
No, you didn't bring the sticks?
Yeah. It's raining.
Yeah, I know. I didn't bring them. But you know what? you know, if we happen to meet in the playoffs, which I don't think is going to happen because we're both near the middle.
Yeah, it'll be a play-in.
We got to win our first round series against somebody, and then we can match up, right? I'll bring them out. Man, it's cold out here, man. Y'all crazy. Hey, I looked at the doggone weather, man. It was lower like, what, 30, 40 something? Man, no, that's like that in Phoenix right now. So, nah.
Getting a little soft, Eddie.
Where do you play out there? Papago, Raven Club?
I play everywhere. I belong to Mesa Country Club. I play the Ray. I play everywhere because I'm good at what I do.
Over 19,000 points in the NBA, man.
Hey, over 20 count playoffs, okay? Hey, calm down.
Hey, Eddie, we still haven't forgiven you for running Draymond Green over the bus on that pregame show. He was shooting the ball well. I don't think he shot Cray since that moment when you called him, when you said, oh, Draymond will let him shoot all the threes in the world.
You all knew that was going to change. You all knew them bricks was going to come. Come on, man.
Look,
they had snow in Atlanta. They had snow in Atlanta for 20 years. Every now and then, somebody can do something that's just out of the ordinary.
Eddie, as someone who's, you know, obviously more old school, and I see you defending the old school all the time, there's just been a lot of talk about the style of the game currently, whether it's too many threes being hoisted. I mean, it's ridiculous, honestly, quite frankly, who's shooting threes and how many they're shooting. The flows of the game feel a little off. There's a lot of foul hunting. Now you're hearing Adam Silver talk about 10-minute quarters. State of the game. Old head, I know, and I'm like you. I'm more of an old head, but I also realize like it's about television and, you know, appeasing to different demographics and fitting into television windows. Just where are you at with everything that's going on in the game right now?
I think it's fine. I think it'll get better. I think it's just in the mix of just trying to make it better. I think it's too many threes being shot, without a doubt. But, you know, I think it'll get better. I think Adam Silver's done a great job.
I'm not going to knock on him. Do you like the 10 minutes idea?
No.
Why?
I just don't. I just don't. I think games should be 48 minutes.
Yeah, you want to – college is 40. I'm kind of – J.J. Redick went off on this. College is 40 minutes. I want a 48, but nobody's ever complaining about 12-minute quarters. Well, that's not our issue in the NBA right now. It's too many teams shooting threes.
If you want $11 billion in television money, like you do have to ask. We ask a little to the television demands.
You think television is asking for that, 10-minute quarters?
Well, I mean, you're trying to appease the people who are paying the bulk of the bill. Like, I get that aspect of it, you know? So you can't be naive to them.
Yeah, I think I think he's just testing the waters, guys. That's all. And yeah, I think he is. And I appreciate y'all having me on. I'm right in the middle of my podcast right now. The funny part is I'm doing my podcast and my co-host is talking about me on the radio right now.
That's awesome. I know. I just saw you jumped on Bill Simmons' podcast. So you guys probably came up with more hypothetical trades with the BS podcast. All right, Eddie. Yeah. We'll see you later tonight at Chase Center, man. Oh, always a pleasure. Later. Eddie Johnson here on the River Islands guest line. Always fun to converse with him. Suns are in his face. He does make a point about